8:52, welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Well, the CIA has tapes of 9/11 suspect interrogations. After all, source tells the Associated Press, three were found under a desk in 2007. And they're believed to be the only remaining recordings made within the clandestine prison system. AP reporter Matt Apuzzo, one of the people that broke the story, joins us with details as it unfolds. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How did this come about, suddenly, that the AP learned of tapes that have seemed to have been held in secret for so many years now?
Well, we've been plugging around on that for a while. In late 2007, there was a court filing that the government made saying, hey, by the way, we do have two tapes. They're not related to anything. They're not from the CIA prison system. They're not our detainee. They're not our interrogators. But we do have them. And they didn't say who they were. And it always sort of nagged at us as, well, what's the deal with those?
So they were found under a desk? Really?
Yeah, really. So in late 2007, a staffer at the Counterterrorism Center at Langley pulled a box out from under the desk and found a bunch of tapes.
And have you or anyone at the AP seen the tapes?
We've not seen the tapes. They're obviously classified, but they are of 9/11 plotter Ramzi Bennafsi being interrogated in a prison in Morocco by Moroccan interrogators. And that was what the agency was getting at when they said publicly, these are not our guys, these are not our tapes, they're not our system. It's sort of, I mean, it's a little bit of, you know, dancing on the head of a pin here because, you know, the U.S. paid millions of dollars to, you know, in sort of black money to renovate that prison. The CIA decided when detainees moved in and out. They sort of oversaw the interrogations, but on the books, it remained a Moroccan facility. And obviously, Morocco has never acknowledged the existence of this prison.
So is that why these tapes survived when so many other tapes went missing or were destroyed?
Right. I think that because of that, they sort of fell through the cracks a little bit. When the agency destroyed the waterboarding tapes in Thailand, you know, these tapes were still floating around, but I just think that they sort of were unnoticed. I think either, you know, I don't know whether they didn't know about them or they'd forgotten about them, but somehow they ended up in a box under a desk. And now the Justice Department is investigating, you know, how that happened.
And do your sources tell you what they depict? In other words, is this another waterboarding incident or some other kind of rough stuff? Because, you know, Morocco doesn't sound like a place you'd ordinarily want to be interrogated.
Right. Morocco has a pretty bad human rights record. What we're told is that these are sort of standard interrogations. There are no waterboarding, no heightened techniques, so to speak. You know, one guy sitting across the desk from another guy. And the real crux of what they could show is they could give us a sort of a before picture of Ramzi bin al-Shib's mental state. You know, after 8 years in custody in the CIA prisons, he's got, you know, a number of mental problems. He's being treated for a host of, you know, psychiatric problems, including schizophrenia. So, it'll be, you know, the defense lawyers obviously want to know, is he crazy because he's been in the CIA prisons, or is he just crazy? And these tapes, you know, could shed some light on that.
Matt Apuzzo is a reporter with the Associated Press. One really quick question for you, Matt, because we're so short on time. Where's this going to go from here? What could this possibly mean? Where's this going to lead?
Well, if these tapes are ever to come out at trial, you know, if these guys are ever to get a trial, that obviously remains up in the air, this could raise questions about, you know, how he was treated, about his mental state, whether he's competent to stand trial. All those things are up in the air until we find out what happens to the guys at Guantanamo Bay.
All right, Matt Apuzzo from the Associated Press, thank you, and keep digging away there, will you?
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
8:56, just ahead on Federal News Radio.